Love your enemies. One of the most difficult lessons of this spiritual life has to be the lesson about loving enemies. Loving your enemies. So many of the principles on this path are either counterintuitive or seem to make no sense. This topic has to go into the category of those that just don't make sense. What sense does it make to love those who would do us harm? When we hear love your enemies, how can one embrace the source and the cause of our pain? How can one be expected to look the other way? Oh, the scripture found in the book of Matthew says that an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth isn't going to get us anywhere. This is absolutely true. In the end, the scripture calls upon us to honestly admit that such thinking isn't productive. In this world, we operate inside of an eye for an eye context. That's how we work. Russia hacks into the U.S. computer systems and the government imposes sanctions against Russia. That's an eye for an eye mentality. The current president declares a ban on immigration from certain Muslim countries. Those countries impose travel restrictions against the U.S. That's an eye for an eye mentality once again. We know of no other way to react. There aren't the skills or the pathways to comprehend another way of operating. We are just not skilled. We have no sense of other options. Plus, we don't know how to be kind. Let's be honest. Do we take kindness seriously? We all know that kindness is often seen as a welcome mat for being abused. Even the nicest people among us looks at acts of kindness with an eye of suspicion. One of the first questions that come to mind when we encounter an act of kindness or generosity is, what do they want? Or what are they trying to sell me? We don't know how to live generously. We don't know how to live generously. We don't know how to live generous lives in such a way that we, in living a generous life, represent a safe space. That's the ultimate in generosity. When we are that safe space and that welcoming space that doesn't leave others with caution or withholds, it's becoming abundantly clear that we have very little appreciation for the generosity of others. There's also a lot of evidence that we offer very little generosity to others. So what does that mean in the way we live our lives? If we are thrifty with our generosity, or actually stingy with our generosity, then what are we sharing, if anything? Pray for those who persecute you. Again, this is something that challenges the intellect. The question may arise as to, why would I pray for someone who persecutes me? That's a reasonable question, and what if you were to take that question a little deeper? Who might be praying for you because of your acts of persecution? Where might the vestiges of your persecution be left, like trailing behind you? Maybe we persecute far more than we are generous. We're blinded by our own arrogance to tell the truth. Personal arrogance doesn't allow us to see how we persecute others. We would like to think that we are the bigger person and that we don't persecute anybody. But that is so far from the truth. If you think that you persecute no one, then you've not looked closely enough at your circle of friends. if you think that you have no trail of persecution vestiges, then you're really not paying attention. We need to remember that the opposite of love is not hate, but rather fear. Hate is simply one of the reactions to an experience of fear, but fear is at the root. In our human nature, we generally fear things that we are not familiar with or that are foreign to us. So when it comes to loving your enemies, a simple approach and explanation is to remove the fear. Get to know them. We must also remember that we need to have folks pray for us because we persecute others. With that being the case, someone should probably pray for us because we have persecuted them. So, if we were to look at this scripture in a slightly different way, using slightly different words, it might all come together like this. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, does nothing but leave us all blind, as well as toothless. Retribution has an even greater price in the long run. Praying for those who persecute us includes each of us. It's a request to end the persecution of others. If you think that you don't persecute, then you are blind to your own acts of persecution. The prayer is to remove our desire to persecute and to heal those whom we may have harmed. Finally, pray to understand those we fear and for those who we honestly just don't know. Before judging, we should understand their worldview and their life perspective. There is really no such thing as an enemy. We create them enemies because of different opinions and a lack of understanding. The quote from Yeats captures this best, where he says that there are no strangers, only friends you have not yet met. When we understand, then we can heal, and then we can love. And then we will know that we have no enemies. God bless.